Welcome to Unlock the Healing Path with me, Natasha Ornedo. Sometimes emotional wounds manifest like the ground falling out from under you. Other times, it's a slow descent into a dull, stagnant place. Whatever your pain may look like, it's hard to think about healing when putting one foot in front of the other seems impossible. This show is about discovering the powerful healing tools you have right at your fingertips. This is a call to action. The world is demanding that we heal ourselves fully and truly learn to love and accept ourselves just as we are. Learn how to unlock your healing path and start moving forward through grief with grace. Watch yourself continue to grow, expand, and truly live the life you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. Unlock the Healing Path starts now. Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and you are listening live to Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned with me for the next hour as I share my personal story on how I discovered the power of healing through embodiment. Then every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, I'm going to have some of the most heart-centered and knowledgeable embodiment practitioners helping you to heal and transform your own life through this embodiment. So let's dive right into today's topic and start out with let's define, like, what is embodiment? I feel like this is a term that is thrown out so much now, and I really want to get clear on explaining what it is. So in the society that we are in right now, so often we are encouraged to live in our mind, to think things through, to be in our head. But to be in a place of total embodiment, we are not just living in our heads, but we're also simultaneously living actually in this present moment in our bodies. And so I feel like the best way to define this embodiment is to actually show you how I do that, where right now in this moment, I'm sitting here and I'm partially in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm talking, I'm communicating, but I'm also extremely aware of what is going on in my body. I notice that this is my first podcast and I'm feeling this nervous excitement. I'm feeling goosebumps along my skin and my heart is feeling so open and expansive. And this is embodiment. So now I'm going to dive right in and I'm just going to tell you a little bit about myself, about who I am, why I have stepped onto this path of teaching and supporting others in healing through embodiment. And that story starts, or the story starts a long time ago. For the purposes of today, the story is going to begin back in 2011. Oh, I'm getting emotional just tuning into that. I just felt this wave pass over me. I was back living in New York, in Brooklyn, in East Williamsburg, and I was up on the rooftop of my apartment, and I was just broken. I had been battling my addictions for years, and I just felt broken, and I felt tired. I had been in therapy since I was 16 years old and trying everything and anything to heal myself and to heal my life. And nothing was working. And this night, I got onto that rooftop. And once again, I had stepped into a relationship that was toxic, unhealthy, and it shattered me. And I just felt like I had nothing left. I had suicidal thoughts and feelings, and I was really ready in that moment to just give up and let go. But something stopped me, and it said, give it a year. And I listened, and I am so grateful that I listened. And so in that moment, I set out a prayer into the universe from the bottom of my heart. I felt it with every cell of my body. And I said, universe, you need to show me a better way because I can't keep living like this. I can't keep going on. I can't keep living without barely being able to get up in the morning, with feeling like I can't get myself to take care of myself. I can't get myself to work because I just had this weight, this just heavy emotional burden that I couldn't get through. And I had no idea how to get through that when I had been doing all the things for so many years. And I just broke down and I surrendered. And then that's when things shifted for me. It wasn't immediately after, but not shortly after. I was hanging out in Union Square on 14th Street in the city. This was the spot where I used to go hang. My yoga studio was down on West 4th, and I just loved being in this area. There was a Whole Foods nearby there and a Barnes & Nobles that I spent a lot of my time in. And so this day, I decided to go into that Whole Foods, and I grabbed myself some lunch. And I was sitting outside on the steps of Union Square. I noticed a man, and he noticed me. And he also happened to have a Whole Foods box. And I think from just that connection, he decided to turn and he asked me, he said, "Do you happen to know where I could get some fresh lavender?" And this question just stopped me in my tracks. This is not a question you hear in New York City. And I had no idea the answer to this question, but it struck such a chord within me that I asked this man, "No, but what is it that you're needing this fresh lavender for?" And so then he said to me, "I'm creating Florida water." And something about hearing this, for me, I heard this and it said, "Agua de Florida." And it was just like a ripple. Something activated and opened up inside of me. And as I went along in my journey, I realized that this was circling me back and connecting me through to my ancestral roots, my history. My family comes from Puerto Rico, and there's a lot of traditions there that use this flora de agua, the agua de Florida. And so when he talked about this, I just was so intrigued, and we ended up exchanging information, and then that was that. Fast forward to a couple of weeks, maybe months even later, and from this connection I had with this man on Facebook, I realized that his apartment was actually just a couple of blocks from mine in Brooklyn. And first he was having just kind of a get together with people to come to do kind of a trade. And I had this guitar that had been sitting around in my apartment and it didn't feel like it was working for me. And so I decided to attend this trade and connect with this new community of people. And I remember that at the time, it felt like the most terrifying thing. And it was so strange because I was just like, why is this terrifying? I'm just going to go see if I can like trade or sell this guitar. But now I realized that I was stepping into connecting with a community that was going to completely transform my life. And my body knew that before I did. And so I went to this meeting. And for the first time, it felt like I was at home. And it just struck me so much. I wanted to cry. And I didn't, because I was in a new situation. And that is not the way I wanted to share and embarrass myself. I wasn't ready for that level of vulnerability just yet. But I just realized that before that moment, I had never really truly connected with what it felt like to be home. So fast forward to probably another year after that. And then this same man put up that he was renting out a room in his apartment. At this time, I was still in that same Brooklyn apartment, and the environment had gotten increasingly toxic. It was now 2012, and I was in a yoga teacher training, and I was really feeling just aligned and on this path of discovering how to really truly heal and transform myself for the first time. The question of what are you feeling didn't make me feel like pulling out my hair because I didn't feel disconnected anymore. It wasn't always pleasant to connect with what I was feeling, but I was grateful for the fact that I was finally able to answer that question for myself. And so when I saw that this man was offering up this room, I just knew that I needed to go and I needed to live there. And I had to break my lease in order to accomplish this. And this is not something that a person like myself would normally do. I am normally a person that likes to go by the book. My sun is in Virgo. And so it's really important for me to just honor things like contracts. But I also just knew that in this moment, my life depended on me making this choice. And even though it was super awkward and uncomfortable, I made that choice. And I'm so glad that I did. Because what happened then is that this man introduced me to the world of plant medicines. And through that, I had my first direct experience with connecting with the divine. And when I say the divine for me, it was connecting with love. And not this romanticized idea of what I thought love should be, or what I was taught that love is supposed to be. But this true moment of feeling what it was like to allow myself to receive the love that is available to all of us in any moment in time. And I still remember I was in this process, which was extremely uncomfortable. And I fought it the whole way, kicking and screaming. It brought me into the deepest, darkest shadow moments and feelings that I had fought my whole life to repress, to hold down, to push away. And then what happened was that I had this thought of, oh no, this is too much, as I started to feel this love pouring into me. And in that moment, I decided, screw that. This is not too much, and I do deserve it. And I'm so grateful that I made that choice for myself, because I allowed myself to really feel that connection with love. And I knew that this was the missing magic ingredient of how to heal. And so you are listening to Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace with me, Natasha Ornedo. We're going to take a quick break in a moment. And when we come back, we're going to continue to explore this exciting topic of the power of healing through embodiment. And we're going to start to explore some myths about healing that might actually be holding you back from moving forward. So stay tuned, because we'll be right back. And I also just wanted to provide to you my contact information. If this resonates for you, if this feels like you would like some extra support, you can reach me at natashaornedo.com. Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit natashaornedo.com.
Mindfulness, staying present to the moment without judgment. It sounds simple, but we know on a bad day, it's tough to achieve. So here's a 2-minute drill you can use to enhance your capacity for mindfulness. Find an activity you do every day, like washing the dishes or brushing your teeth, and while you're doing it, focus on nothing else. Not your to-do list, not worries about the past, not rehearsing conversations, just the physical sensation of engaging in that activity. As we enhance our capacity for mindfulness in these ordinary activities, we're better able, when the going gets rough, to bring that capacity to bear, to be calm and authentic in those moments. If you'd like to learn more about how to enhance mindfulness in your life, contact me at mcguirelifecoach.com and listen to Nothing But Now on Transformation Talk Radio, Thursdays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you.
So we're back on Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace, with me, your host, Natasha Ornedo. We're talking today about the power of healing through embodiment. And now I want to start to dive in to some myths about healing and shine some light on how they might actually be holding you back. But again, before we continue, I wanted to make sure everyone knows how to contact me. So if you feel that there's a resonation here and that maybe I could help support you in your own journey, you can schedule a free activation call with me and explore if we are an alliance fit to work together. You can find me at natashaornedo.com. And now let's dive in and explore some myths about healing. And so when we left off, I just had this beautiful experience of just connecting with this feeling of the divine and with this love. And it really just activated within me this realization of like, oh, I am at a next level of where I'm going to step into my healing journey. Like this was the missing element, this allowing of myself to have this feeling of self-love, to be able to be truly in embodiment. And as I started to reflect back on my history, back on all those years of therapy, I started to question and wonder, like, what happened? Like, what took me so long to get to this moment? And that's when I started to realize that there are a lot of myths around healing. And so, as I had mentioned, I had been in therapy since I was 16 years old. And in the beginning, it was really phenomenal. It was super helpful because before I went into therapy, I didn't even realize that I needed it. I didn't realize that I had come from a traumatized, abused situation. I didn't realize that that wasn't my fault. And I didn't realize that I needed to stand up and take responsibility for myself and heal it. Because the messes that I was making in my life for myself and everyone else, that was my responsibility to clean up and not anyone else's. But then once I really understood that, I started to notice that therapy wasn't helping anymore. And oftentimes, it was actually making things work. I was going in there every hour, once a week, just talking and talking and talking about all these painful experiences. And I got really great at pushing away my emotions that came up and rationalizing. Because for me, I thought, well, logically, if I understand that it's not my fault or how to let go of things or that I should forgive this situation and let it go, surely I can do that and move forward. But instead, what I was noticing is that my addictions just kept getting worse and worse. They went from being food addictions and addictions to watching mindlessly and numbing myself to alcohol, to sex, to hard drugs. I was getting reckless and it was dangerous. And then as I moved into this new journey, this realization that I needed to stop pushing away the feelings that were coming up and that I needed to embrace them, I had this thought. When we get a physical wound, do we keep scratching at the scab and pulling it off and expect it to heal? No. The more we scratch at that scab and pick it off, the more that wound is just going to keep staying and keep coming back. And maybe it gets infected and maybe it gets worse. Because all we need for that wound to heal is for us in the initial moment of the injury to feel, to allow it in, to see what happened, to experience it, and then to act accordingly. So when we're thinking about this on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, energetic, it's about expressing. How does that emotion want to be expressed? How does it want to be processed? How does it want to be released from our body? When we're thinking about it in the physical, we figure out what we need to heal that wound. Maybe we need to clean it with some alcohol. Maybe we need to put an ointment on it. Maybe we need to schedule an appointment with our doctor. But the reality is that you don't have to go back and keep reliving the most traumatizing and painful experiences of your life in order to heal it. And oftentimes, that can create a lot more damage in the long run. And so I really encourage you, if you're on this journey of healing, be really mindful of those that you're choosing to work with and make sure that they're just not creating a more harmful experience for you. And you're going to know because your body is going to know and your heart is going to know and your life is going to be telling you. Are the steps that you're taking bringing you forward? Or are they making things worse or keeping you stuck where you are? And another beautiful lesson that I learned in that first initial ceremony that I experienced, where I really connected with that feeling of love. It's the same experience that I connected to when I was on that rooftop. And that was surrender. And it was terrifying. I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that it was easy and beautiful and magical, because it wasn't. And I'm not here to be anything but 100% authentic and truthful with you. It was hard. It was one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life. But the gift of going into that place of surrender was that afterwards, I saw that the moment I released was the moment that the suffering, the heaviness, the pain, the depression, the anxiety, it actually alleviated itself. Because I wasn't running from the emotions and sensations that my body was so desperately asking me to address. But instead, I allowed myself fully to feel. I let everything in. And it was hard. And this is why I have decided to be an embodiment guide, a spiritual advisor for those of you that are ready and really want to go into these painful spaces to feel, to release, but most importantly and most excitedly, in order to start to see what does that future start to look like when you get to move into the person you want to become. Because when I went on my journey, I didn't have a lot of support. And it was hard. It was hard to continue to go into these spaces and allow myself to feel these things. And I wanted to run away. And it was a very up and down, circular, two steps forward, 20 steps back kind of situation, where I would make a breakthrough and then my addictions would just come up. Just, I thought they would engulf me and swallow me into a black hole. But I kept moving forward little by little, baby step by baby step. And then eventually when I got to the space of breaking down, of realizing that my resistance to allowing someone to support me was what was holding me back here. Because I couldn't trust myself that I was really ready to commit, to truly feel everything that needed to be felt. And I didn't know that I could trust someone else to hold me and support me in that space. And I realized that that was my trauma response. That was what I had been taught, that I needed to do it all by myself. But it wasn't getting me anywhere. And then the next thing that I started to really realize was that I kept asking myself, why am I in pain? Where is this coming from? Why is this coming from? I started to notice that it was in these moments of peace when my life actually on the surface looked great. There was nothing going wrong. Everything was going right. And I should be excited and just ready to live my life. But it was in these very moments that depression, anxiety, and this desire to return to my addictions was coming up so strongly. And I kept asking why? Thinking if I only knew why, I would be able to heal. And then eventually it hit me. Asking why was holding me back. It was distracting me from the reality of truth of what I needed to do. Because when I tuned into my body and I listened, it had the answer. I had to feel. And it was hard and it was painful and it was uncomfortable. But every time that I dropped in and I let myself feel everything that needed to be felt, and I tuned in to how it needed to be released, things shifted in a way that they had never shifted before with just this process of talk therapy. And I started to notice that I felt stronger, I felt more connected, and I felt more capable of stepping forward and making different choices. And so I really invite you now to tune in and check in and see, where are some of these myths perhaps showing up in your journey? Where are they maybe holding you back? And where could allowing yourself to surrender, to face those feelings that are so desperately asking to be released, and by allowing yourself to be fully supported and trusting that your body knows the answer and that someone could hold you in that space, what could you be making space for? What could you be emptying out that is no longer working for you? And instead creating the space to welcome in what could transform your life into the one that you dream of. And so I'm Natasha Odnedo, and you are listening to Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace. We're going to take another brief pause. And when we come back, I'm going to explain why support, spirit, and surrender absolutely key to healing. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we're back on Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace with me, Natasha Odnedo. And I'm here today talking about the power of healing through embodiment. And now we're going to start talking about why support, spirit, and surrender are absolutely key to healing. And so when we left off, I was talking a little bit about that piece of allowing myself to step into that place of support and how I really learned that doing it all yourself is one of the biggest lies that comes as a trauma response, because it can be really hard to trust yourself and to know who to trust when you've had experiences that you've been hurt, that you might be blaming yourself for, even if it wasn't your fault, because there's a lot of confusing emotions that can come up from experiences like that. And of course, how can you trust in knowing who to trust if you've already been in these experiences, especially if this is something that has come from a close family member or someone, a close friend, or just anyone that was a trusted individual? And unfortunately, a lot of these experiences come from those places. And so what I really want to share here is that this, it takes time and it takes practice and it takes a ton of compassion for yourself in order to step into the realization that you can trust yourself, that you can know who to trust, and that tuning in to this level of embodiment, to this wisdom that lives in your body, is the way that that happens. And so one of the things that I actually love about this process is that this isn't just some woo kind of thing. This is actually rooted in science. And so for a minute, I'm going to take you into the science and the physiology of what's actually happening in our body and when we connect into that inner knowing, to that wisdom. And so most of us are familiar with the central nervous system. There's also located in our pelvic bowl at the base of our spine, what's called the enteric nervous system. This is where we have that gut biome. And so that enteric nervous system actually communicates about 80% of the information that our neuron then translates up into the brain. The thing is that where those neurons actually release the information is to the part of your brain where language does not exist. It's the emotional part of your brain. So this is the feeling why sometimes you might walk into a room and you just get a feeling of like, oh, that's the seat I want to sit in. And while logically you may be thinking this doesn't make sense, it's because your body has been sending out all of these sensors, feeling and reading all of the energy that is surrounding you. And it is telling your body that you're safe or maybe that you're unsafe. Maybe sometimes you walk into a situation and you immediately know in your stomach and you get this sense and this feeling and you're just like, oh, I gotta get out of here. This is not right for me. But so often, because it doesn't feel like a logical thing, we ignore these feelings, we push them away. Sometimes we meet somebody and just intuitively we know that this doesn't feel right. And this is something I see so much from well-meaning parents, but it breaks my heart, is you might have your child and you're bringing them to meet with your family. And maybe your child intuitively is getting a sense or a feeling of, I'm really uncomfortable around this person. But then that parent or that other family member might kind of push for you to give that person a hug or to give that person a kiss or to say hello, to go against your own intuition and boundaries. And that can be really damaging. And that's where we start to learn that it's not safe to trust ourselves. But it's not because we're not trusting ourselves. It's happening because we were taught to ignore and shut that down and to actually not trust ourselves. And so this is why stepping into this practice of allowing yourself to be supported is so key to that transformation, because it means that you get to reestablish that relationship with yourself and your body of trust. And it is an important part of the process. And so even if you take one thing away from what I am sharing today, it is the fact that you can trust what is going on in your body. And there is an art to knowing what is your body and what is your brain. Because especially when you're starting to make these new changes in your life, it's going to be really easy for you to feel like, oh, I feel like this feels good, but then your brain's going to turn on and tell you all the reasons why not. It's going to bring up all those experiences when you actually didn't trust yourself and make you think that that's what trusting yourself is going to do. But that's not the case. And I know for me, and I'll share on myself, when I got to this place of realizing that I needed someone to support me, that I didn't want to keep repeating this cycle of being really great until I hit a wall where something just triggered me and came up and made me have to face it. And I was there trying to white knuckle it alone. And then it was just at this space that I realized, like, I needed help. I needed someone to support me. And it still took me years after that realization to actually let it in. But what happened is that when I did make that choice, I started working with my coach, Bella LaVey, who will actually be on with me next week. I'm so excited to have her here. Man, after one session with her, I left a toxic work relationship and I started my own practice. And this was one session with her. And this was something that had been on my heart for 4 years. And I hadn't made any headway with it, because I just kept going into the same cycle of feeling. But then because I didn't have someone supporting me and also helping me guide me out of the feeling and into the emptiness and then bringing in what I wanted to create so that I knew how to continually move forward, this level of accountability, I just kept getting stuck in this cycle of feeling. And then just like, oh my God, I could barely make it through the day. How could I create my own business? All I could do was barely show up and just do massage and body work for someone else. But then when I stepped into this space, this container of allowing myself to be supported, it transformed everything. Because then I was able to feel what I needed to feel and let it go. I didn't stew in it. I didn't keep holding on. I let go of the fear that that emptiness would mean I wouldn't feel anything else. And I started to realize that that emptiness, it was a blank canvas. And now I could start to paint on it. I could decide, what do I want to feel? What do I want to create? What picture do I want to paint for my future? And that accountability and that person holding my hand through this process let me know that I could get to the other side. And this is exactly why I've stepped up and decided I want to be that person for anyone who is ready in this part of their journey. Another thing that I want to talk about is triggers. As someone that has experienced a tremendous amount of trauma, that has held on to a tremendous amount of grief and just all sorts of emotions that are typically considered negative, that I was taught as a woman, as a brown woman, I can't be too loud. I can't be messy. I can't make too much noise. I have to be the good girl. It got to a point before I let myself be supported, where everything in life felt like it was triggering me. And it was maddening and it was frustrating. It felt like I couldn't get through the day without feeling like I wanted to hit someone. Like I was just angry all the time. I wanted to like punch them or rip my hair out. And what I started to realize once I had support was that these triggers were an invitation for me to feel. They were an invitation to feel the emotions that were coming up. Because once again, I didn't need to go back into the past and figure out why I was feeling what I was feeling. I didn't have to relive a painful experience. I could just, in that very moment in time, tune into what emotions were being brought up for me and create the space to feel those emotions. And then allow myself to express and release those emotions. And then with the help of my beautiful coach, I was able to step into the embodiment of what I wanted to feel and what I wanted to call in. And that's how I was able to transform my life. And it became this beautiful experience of realizing that these triggers that I hated so much for so long and that drove me out of my mind were some of the greatest gifts I could have asked for. Because what they were really very loud taps on the shoulders from the universe in my body, letting me know that I needed to pause, I needed to slow down, and I needed to prioritize myself. And when I approached it with this new perspective, that was when the transformation began. And so now we're going to take a break. We'll touch a little bit more about the role of spirituality and healing when we come back, as well as a call to action. But I just want you to remember that support is out there for you if you're ready and willing to ask for it. My contact information again, if this resonates for you, if you feel that call to action already inside yourself, natashaodnedo.com. And I would be honored to support you in your own healing journey. So I really invite you to take action and set up that activation call with me. This is Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. My last tip to listeners was to list your top five core values and then convert each of them to a statement. At the time, one of my examples was passion, and passion fuels my perseverance. And yes, I found this exercise to be the best first step toward helping my clients to reclaim their lives. But there's a second exercise that works in tandem with the first. This time, write down your top few negative core value statements about yourself or the world in general. Two examples may be, if people knew the true me, they would never accept me, or people are generally untrustworthy. Afterwards, ask yourself two questions. Are you surrounding yourself with people who don't share or at least support your positive core values? And are your negative core values, or those of others, drowning out your positive core values? If yes to either, you've extinguished your ability to make personalized decisions. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's unleash the power of your core values.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the nine freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Welcome back. You're listening to Unlock the Healing Path, moving forward through grief with grace with me, Natasha Odnedo. And so I want to dive right back in and just start to talk about why spirituality is also key to this process. And so this falls too under that umbrella of support. And to share this, I'm gonna get real vulnerable here and share when I was at my lowest, when my addictions felt like they ruled my life, and that I was at the whim of every single one of my emotions. I used to call myself an emotional hemophiliac because that's how painful it felt. Like these small little interactions that, you know, barely felt like, or they felt like they should barely affect me. Like, you know, maybe it was just that a friend had to cancel plans for perfectly good reasons, but this just like, it was like this wound of rejection just got opened up and it was like a gaping chasm within me. And it got so bad that I was really barely able to function. I wouldn't shower very often at all, which just sent me into this spiral of feeling awful about myself. I didn't take care of myself in eating. I just ate whatever was there. And it was to the point where if something was like questionable, like if I bought something at the supermarket and it was like a little bruised and like kind of like on that edge of like, you know, maybe you could throw this out, I wouldn't do that because inside of me, it was like this sense, this feeling like that I wasn't worth it. Where now I'm so grateful to say like, it feels amazing that I can every day get myself up and I can go and I can shower. And while for some people, this might not seem like a big celebration or a win, I know there are those of you out there that feel the same way and understand that getting yourself up and taking care of yourself in the way that you want to, showering, cleaning your space, making your bed, eating healthy foods, not just taking the scraps of whatever is left. These are some of the biggest accomplishments that you can have. And the way I started to allow those shifts to come was through this connection with a higher power. Because those moments, those days, those times when everything just felt so heavy and like I could barely get out of bed, what I had to do was I had to surrender and give it up to something outside of myself because I couldn't do it on my own. Having the support of other people was helpful, but at a certain point, you still have to do the work and the heavy lifting yourself. And so being able to know that I still wasn't alone and that I did have this higher power, this connection with spirit, that I was able to call upon in these moments and say, things are so heavy and so hard right now. And these emotions are so overwhelming and I can't move forward on my own. So I need you to help me out. I need you to take this and I need you to help me figure out how to put one foot in front of the other and get myself into that shower or prepare those healthy meals. And I gotta say, as surprised as I was, every time I did that, something shifted. The weight got a little bit less. An intuitive voice would pop up and say, go to that yoga class. Do your Qigong practice. Do your pranayama breath work. And then some of my favorites, which took me the longest to listen to. Rest. Take a nap. Slow down. Let go. And these were the moments that really made all the difference. Because when you're in that space of feeling like you can barely put one foot in front of the other, being able to utilize resources and practical tools to help you move through your day are everything. And so as we come to winding down and a close for our time together today, I want to offer an action step for you. And so first, I want you, as a journal prompt, I want you to really lean into your story. And I want you to ask, why are you holding on to your pain? Because there's a reason. There's something there that it feels like it's giving you. And I know when I leaned into this question, the answer I got was surprising, but it was that this was the only way I knew how to connect with my family and other people. I only knew how to connect with them in pain because that was the language that they spoke. And I was so afraid that by letting go of my pain, I wouldn't know how to connect with my own family anymore. The gift of asking this question and realizing why it is that you're holding on to your pain is that then you can start to discover why that answer is completely not true, because that wasn't true. Letting go of my pain wasn't going to stop me from connecting with my family. It was going to open up an amazing space for me to connect with them in love, with joy, with excitement, with celebration. And what an amazing gift was that going to be? And so secondary, after you ask yourself this question of why are you holding on to your pain, then I want you to ask yourself, what will releasing my pain give me now? What will it bring into my life? Because for me, that answer was connection with myself, with my family, with the people I loved. It was being able to be present, to enjoy my life. And then maybe the most vulnerable, being here in front of you all, speaking with you in a way that I never before in my life thought I would be able to do, to share myself in my vulnerability and my authenticity and offer my services, my heart to support you on your journey. And now for this last moment, I really invite you to go onto the page, the link through Transformation Talk Radio. I offer this week a free meditation called Listening to Your Pain. But I just want to take a moment here just to give you a live in-person demonstration of what that is like. And so if you're with me, I invite you to join me in this. And if not, if you're watching on the replay, please join me or, you know, download that meditation and I'll help guide you through this as well. And so let's just take a moment where I'm going to close my eyes, and I invite all of you to close your eyes as well. And to just begin to allow yourself to connect with the breath. To notice as you receive in the inhales and as you release in your exhales. Not to control it, but just to notice with a softness, with an openness, and with an awareness. And just begin to notice how you get exactly what you need out of each breath, all on their own, without any need to control. How you can trust that your body knows exactly the right amount of air to take in and exactly the right amount of air to let out. On your inhales, I want you to feel how the belly expands wide, to notice how it comes out from the sides of the rib cage, up into the chest, down into the belly. I invite you also to move your hands to feel how the breath expands on the inhale, how on the exhales, everything contracts and releases, removes itself from the body. And just to explore wherever feels good, maybe even focusing on bringing it just to that left rib cage, just to that right rib cage, connecting with the seat or the floor beneath you, where your feet connect with the ground, allowing yourself to be fully present with that sensation. And even just for fun exploring, what would it be like to just allow your body to relax and enjoy the comfort that you feel, to feel that support of the earth, and maybe even asking whatever it is that you're sitting on, the chair, the floor, to just become more comfortable and then to notice what might shift. And then allowing yourself some time, not too long. We don't want to sit here and stay too much in the feeling, but to really allow yourself to scan through the body and notice what parts of your body are calling for your attention. And so for me now, as I scan through, I'm noticing I have a slight tension that's coming up in my neck and shoulders. And I'm sure you can see, and I notice intuitively, I'm already just starting to move and just kind of rock and create a wave to allow just that space, that energy to flow. And then for this part of the practice, you can say this aloud or to yourself. For the purpose of the demonstration, I'll say it aloud. I'm just gonna, with an openness, a curiosity, I'm gonna let in all the sensations that I'm noticing in my shoulders, and I'm gonna say shoulders, neck. I feel you. I feel you tight and crickety and asking for movement in this moment. And I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna allow that to come. And I'm gonna, as soon as I get off on this call, step into some movement. And so the last thing I'll leave you with today is my question for you. Who do you get to be when you release your grief? If you would like to contact me, natashaodnedo.com. All of my information is there. And thank you for tuning in to Unlock the Healing Path, Moving Forward Through Grief with Grace. I had a wonderful time with you today. Please join me every second and fourth Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific. And next time, I will have the lovely and amazing Bella LeVay, a holistic sex coach, writer, and educator, and workshop facilitator here with me. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you back next time. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you back next time. Thank you for listening to Unlock the Healing Path. The time to heal your trauma is now. Don't wait. Do it for yourself. Do it for the people you love. The world needs your light right now. And it's my passion and purpose to support everyone I can in healing their pain and trauma, to support you in continuing to grow, expand, and truly live the life that you are meant to live. One that is filled with joy, radiance, and abundance. I would love to have that increase in every day of your life through activation calls, through one-on-one coaching, and by reaching as many people as I can to share what I've learned.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.